Hey everyone, I'm your host, Catherine Balsi, and welcome to Chat with Cat. I know I start most episodes saying how excited I am to be speaking to you all, how happy I am to be speaking with you all. So I'm sorry I sound like a broken record, but I really do mean it. I'm just ecstatic. I'm feeling really good. We're in August. I love August. It's probably one of my favorite months. It does happen to be my birthday month, and it is my birthday weekend. So you know what I'm saying? I'm feeling extra good, and I really hope that everybody listening is feeling good as well. August is also a really important month to me because this podcast was first published, created, I don't even know the word, but the anniversary of this podcast is August 6, 2020. So we just passed year two of Chat with Cat. She's still a baby. She's still so little, but I'm really so grateful for the first 2 years of this podcast. I think they've been absolutely magical. I think that this podcast continues to amaze me. And when I'm saying that, I'm not speaking about me. I'm talking about the community. I'm talking about the effect. I'm talking about the conversations. The way like things seem to shift through this podcast is really, really like I hold it so close to me. I'm just in love. I'm obsessed. I'm everything. And so I am really grateful to everybody that tunes in. Even if you don't listen to every episode, whenever you tune in, I'm grateful to people that leave reviews. I'm grateful to people that DM me the most kindest, thoughtful. I have been introduced to such amazing human beings because I really believe that this space only draws like the purest, kindest, sweetest souls. And I am so grateful to everyone that's ever messaged me, everyone that's ever, you know, posted my podcast and shouted it out or just posted it and shared with your followers that you were listening, people that comment on my videos, how much they love it. I mean, it's just constant love in this space, and I'm really grateful for it. And so I wanted to start off the episode by saying that. Okay, so as I get off my soapbox about how much I love y'all and I love this space, I'm about to get on another one. I am so excited for today's topic. And I usually do hate a lot of fluff in the beginning, but I think this fluff is very important fluff because there's a lot of like important messages and reminders in the different updates that I have. So the first message and reminder is that listening to your body will never fail you. Your body holds all the answers. If you want advice, ask your body. Your body is literally the best place to seek advice about anything that's on your mind, about anything that you're apprehensive about any environment you're in, any situation. Your body knows best. You just have to give it the space to speak. You just got to be able to listen. You got to be able to receive it, able to make the change. In the beginning of my last episode, I told y'all I was on my way to a 3-week trip, right? I was on my way to 4 countries. If you follow me on Instagram, you're probably following along with like all my different stories. I did make a few videos. And so I did, as you probably saw, I have experiences that'll last me for a lifetime. I was in shock. I was speechless. There's so much more I could say about that. But the important part about this is that 10 days into the trip, my body was like, we got to cut this short. I'm not gonna make it the full 3 weeks. Not like this. Traveling right now is a lot more chaotic than I think I realized. You gotta expect delays, cancellation, lost luggage. A lot is going on. And my body, oh my goodness, my body has never told me off so much and so quick. And it was difficult for me because I was like, if I listen, I kind of feel like I'm failing because I had this whole, you know, agenda. I had this full itinerary. At first, I didn't know if it was the right call. And I remember just so clearly being like, are you about to question your body right now? She's telling you what's up. She's giving you every sign in the world. She's literally screaming at you. So I pulled it. I pulled the plug. But the second that I got home from that trip, I knew I made the right call. And it just further just reminded me, listen to my body, allow my body to be able to trust me. And so if anyone right now, if your body, your intuition, if something is pulling at you and it won't stop and it's always there, listen. Listen, because I promise you, it knows best. The second important message and reminder is that investing in yourself is the best investment you will ever make. It's an investment you will never regret. For the past few weeks, as my birthday has been approaching, I felt really called to do it differently this year. Usually, well, each birthday I set aside a little bit of money because I'm like, okay, my birthday is coming up. And I usually use the money to basically put it into the event that I'm doing or basically put it into the day. And I'm not shaming anyone who does that because that's how I've done it. It's been like, okay, what's my makeup going to be like? What's my hair going to be like? What's the outfit? What am I doing? Who am I? It's all about that. But this year, I felt really in call to take that money and just put it into me and this next chapter and this next year. So what is it that's going to make this next chapter? What will help elevate it? What will help me on the day-to-day, not just the day of my birthday? And don't get me wrong, I'm still going to make my day very special. Don't get me wrong. But I'm doing it a little bit different in the fact that I'm getting things that 23-year-old me could really, really benefit from, that I think 23-year-old me will use the whole year. And I'm already seeing what a difference that's making. And so my message is just never hesitate to invest in yourself. And I'm not always speaking about financially. I'm not always speaking about items. If it's time, if it's space, if it's rest, whatever it is, never question it. Because once you just pour into you, it's like everything around you pours back into you times 100. And it's an investment that just truly pays off. Okay, my last important message and reminder within my update, and which will tie perfectly into the start of this episode, is that don't allow fear to get in the way of you fully experiencing the peace, joy, happiness, you name it, that comes with your winning season. And what I mean by that is, quite often I hear this all the time. I've said it before. I mean, I was almost thinking it for the past week or so. I'm like, wow, things feel too good right now. What's around the corner? Wow, things are just going so good. Do I need to brace myself? Like, I take away from my moments because I'm just worried about what's coming because it feels too good to be true. It feels like something bad has to be going on because why is it so good right now? Why is it so peaceful right now? Why do I just feel good? What's going on? And I think that the energy that I take to question that takes away from experiencing the season that I prayed for, the season that I waited for, the season that I wrote about, talked about before it came. And so I think it's just really common that we do that. And I just want to remind you all that when you start, quote unquote, maybe winning's not the right word, but when things are just feeling good, just feel good. Feel good. Be present in that moment. Be present in that day. Tomorrow will come when it comes, but there is no need to take away from your moment. Allow your body to rest. Allow your body to feel everything it's feeling. And as hard as it can be, and I know it's easier said than done, do not question it because you're deserving of it. And it doesn't mean that something bad is around the corner. And that concludes my updates, reminders. As I get into today's episode, I always like to remind you all to take care of yourself as you're listening to this. So whatever your body is calling for, whether that's a walk, some fresh air, taking a little break, laying down, getting something to eat, something to drink, definitely listen to your body while you listen to this. And without further ado, let's get into today's episode. So as you can see by today's title, we're going to be discussing gratitude and the way that gratitude unlocks abundance. And honestly, y'all, I kind of struggled to pick today's title a little bit more than usual because I've had a lot of titles, ideas, like coming across my mind. And usually when it comes time to pick, I just got to lean on my intuition, lean on whatever feels right at the moment. And this title is a title that is always like flashing across my mind. It's a title that I always come back to every single day. I think about it and its importance. And so I think that it's a great topic to dive into today. Since my last episode, I've really been poured into in every single way, like financially, emotionally, spiritually, physically. I mean, my cup is in overflow. And I think this is the first time in my life where I'm experiencing overflow like this. And literally every single day, I'm like, wow, this is crazy. Like, I'm actually speechless and on the verge of like happy tears, wondering like what I did, what's different, what's causing this new season. And honestly, y'all, in my solitude, in my stillness, and in silence, I was reminded of the power of my gratitude. Because the second I mastered finding, feeling, embracing, expressing gratitude in every moment, but especially the mundane moments and the everyday moments and the small moments, the second I woke up and I was grateful for like the light in my room and the water and ice in my fridge, the way the breeze blew the trees, the way the birds chirped, the way my music made me feel, like, I'm telling you, every moment was met with gratitude for me. And I did it because I noticed that it absolutely changed the way that I went through my day. It changed the way I felt going to sleep and waking up. And so I stuck with it because I was like, wow, life like this hits different. Like, every day feels so magical all of a sudden. And I took a little bit of time to reflect, and I realized that growing up, I unconsciously developed resentment around the saying, be grateful, because I think it was always used as a way to invalidate how I felt about a situation, my emotions in general, or, you know, justify varying abuse because, quote unquote, other people had it worse. I mean, like, the whole thought process, it really irritated me. And so saying be grateful is something I refrain from because I've always heard it in a negative light and in a really negative tone. It was never said with love. But as I sit here talking to y'all, as my cup overflows, I know that my unwavering gratitude played a large role in it. And when I say the word unwavering, it doesn't mean that I didn't have nights where I was upset or frustrated. It means that in the midst of that, and in the midst of allowing myself to feel that, I would breathe and still find peace in small things around me. One pretty recent example of this is I remember sitting in my old apartment building that was absolutely disgusting, residents with no home training and a management that didn't care. And I sat there. I didn't know how I was going to get out of my lease at the time. I didn't have that much money. My apartment wasn't what I envisioned, but I distinctly remember breathing, looking around and being thankful for heat, my blankets, a dryer with dryer sheets that made them smell good, ice cream I had in the freezer, and a shower and a bed. Like, at that time, there were no trees, no birds, no butterflies, no sign of nature, just loud people yelling, sirens, and cars. But I remember thinking, this is temporary. I will get out of here. But as I wait, I am still really grateful for this, this, and this. And I think that mindset really opened the door to the level of abundance I'm experiencing and expressing right now. But I just really want to reiterate that it doesn't mean I stayed and settled for situations that I knew weren't good for me because, well, quote unquote, I needed to be grateful. No, absolutely not. I would instantly speak up, advocate for myself, and walk away from the wrong things. But in the waiting, I didn't lose my gratitude. And that's where I think the magic took place. So my whole messaging today is that yes, nothing is too good for you. Yes, you are deserving of everything good. Nothing is off limits. But I fully believe that accessing and maintaining that requires gratitude. Deep gratitude, genuine gratitude, unwavering gratitude. And I know how hard it can be when it feels like everything isn't right, when it feels like you're drowning, when it all feels heavy. I get it. Like, I really, really, really do. But once you start seeing the magic and feeling gratitude in the smallest of things, it will be something that comes natural to you. Like, you won't even have to give it a thought. It will be an automatic process within your brain. And so in turn, what happens is even after those heavy, hard, why did this happen to me type of days or weeks or months or seasons, I'm still closing my eyes with gratitude. And I'm still choosing to focus on the moments that fill me up instead of choosing to focus on what goes wrong. And so I really encourage everyone listening to do the same. It's like you're taking back the power, and it will change your daily life, no doubt about it, but it will also unlock the overflow, the breakthrough, the abundance, anything you're calling in, and everything with your name on it. Like, deep gratitude is like the key. I mean, there's many components, but I feel like it's a really large component of it. And something that in my eyes, people might miss. And I also think that when we're talking about a fulfilling, rich, luxurious life, like, and by the way, when I say luxurious, I don't mean that it has to do with like the most expensive things. I hope y'all know that. When I say luxury, it definitely, the definition of it is just, you know, whatever brings you the most peace, joy, and everything good. But back to what I was saying, when we're talking about that type of life, I think that type of life is on the other side of deep gratitude. Because now for me, and I honestly mean this, and I'm not trying to be like fake positive, I can have rough days, but every single day feels really rich. Because in every single day, there is a presence and a deep gratitude associated with most mornings that wasn't there before. Like I always talk about, I got up, I went through my day. I didn't really feel that much. Like it had to kind of take a lot to get me to feel something. It had to be either really, really good or really, really bad. The mundane things were just like, okay, I'm just going through my day. But now, there is deep feeling with every single day and every moment, and it's changing the way that life is. And so abundance in that sense is connected to that. The energy that I feel in the deep gratitude is what attracts the abundance. And I've talked before about like vibrations and energetic things. And so I'm not going to like go on that tangent, but I truly feel like it takes you to a different state of energy. And that different state of energy just allows things to flow. I think it releases blockages. Deep gratitude, deep, genuine gratitude. People used to always say, list five things you're grateful for. I mean, okay, it would kind of be one-worded, like my dog, my car. It wasn't deep to me. It didn't go much further than that. It didn't go into the little moments. And I think that it needs to, it has to. And yeah, so truly all I want is everyone listening. I want everyone's cup to be overflowing. I want everyone to be stepping into abundance. I want everyone to be like feeling good. And I know like we are all listening with different circumstances. We are all listening from different environments. We are all listening in different stages of our life. And I've talked about how we're all on our own paths and we're all in different seasons. But this deep gratitude is something that can be accessed by everyone. In turn, everyone can receive the same benefits. I just think this is so important. And I really, 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 really hope that it resonates with those of you listening. And it's something that's maybe been on your mind or something that you felt before and now you're re-experiencing it. And I see the term like romanticizing life. And I feel like a part of romanticizing life is deep gratitude. A part of romanticizing, like maybe your walk to the coffee shop, does involve having deep gratitude for the different elements of that walk. Do you get what I'm getting at? I just think gratitude is embedded within everything, and it's just important to call it out. And that, I think, is everything I have to say. I mean, I have a lot more I want to say about a lot of different things right now, but yeah, I am going to conclude. My birthday is on Sunday. This podcast will be released on the Friday, so 2 days and I'll be 22. I really appreciate you all for being here on this journey with me through 21 and through 20, right? Yeah, 20 and 21. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see what 22-year-old Kat has up her sleeve. And yeah, I'm really happy, really grateful for you all, and really hope that everyone's doing well. And if not, I'm hoping things turn around. I really do. And no storm lasts forever. No storm lasts forever. So hang in there. Much love to you all. Really appreciate all the kind words about this space. Really appreciate you for tuning in. Really just appreciate everything. And if you think that anyone needs to listen to this episode, don't hesitate to share it. I just want this to reach whoever it needs to reach. It's not all about numbers, but I will say we're almost at 200,000 downloads, which is incredible. I'm just excited to see everything grow. So thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode. I will see you in the next episode.